So I might even rub your nipples. Championship. What?
I said I might even rub your nipples.
Ooh. Wait, you're going to rub my nipples?
Not yours.
Okay.
The fucking like, Patreon can't, people. Can't I don't.
Me.
I have nipples, Greg.
Yeah. It's really weird doing the podcast with no headphones in. It's horrible. They just started dying. Well, that's fine. So go to flickchart.com/IDP. That is where we want to be. We rate movies and things of that nature. We're given two movies. We choose which of the two is the more deserving to be on our ultimate movie list. And it's brought to you by our Patreon page, patreon.com/inspiredsorder.
Patreon.
So starting off.
It's a little Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels.
Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels versus The Terminal, which is Castaway if the plane never took off.
In an airport.
And he's like playing like the, some ethnicity. With Balky, I can't remember.
Yeah. From Perfect Strangers.
Versus Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. One of the better Guy Ritchie movies.
I'm a Guy Ritchie fan, but yeah, this is like one of his first, I believe. But yeah, I'm going to go Lock, Stock on this one.
Yeah, for sure. I need to go get a drink. All right, so Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
All right, and this next one, we got Die Hard the Original versus The Little Mermaid. With Sebastian. This is a crazy poster of Sebastian.
Under the sea.
It looks like the Japanese poster for Die Hard, and it looks crazy as fuck, too. It looks like a painting. But, I gotta go Die Hard in this one. I don't think your headphones work.
I know, I was just seeing if maybe it started. That one works. It just seems so weird. Like, it just, my ears suck, so this is like superhero strength, so I don't miss anything. But yeah, for sure, Die Hard.
Yeah.
One of the, when I used to rip, which didn't matter because the server that I ripped all my movies to, all my DVDs ended up crashing, so I just ended up losing everything. I still have the DVDs. But you go through, it was a process. It's like so much waste of time. Like thousands of movies I ripped. And the best part was the website I went through, or that was part of the application that I used, would bring up like all these crazy posters.
Yeah.
That were like, they're all the foreign posters and shit. So that was like the coolest thing. Just, that was the first time I saw like how crazy they were in other countries.
Yeah.
And like how they changed titles and like kind of completely changed the marketing on it. And this one I remember working at the movie theater, the Star Wars Episode One, with the shadow of Darth Vader. Like, all the Star Wars freaks that were managers would freak out about this, and then at the end of that movie, it's just Darth Vader breathing. I remember those same managers in the theater, like, all of the time to just sit and listen, like, just list, because they were so like, oh shit, this is the origin story for, and then they realized
it was terrible.
So versus Jumanji.
So Jumanji wins this one hands down.
Yeah, Jumanji was fun. They remade that, I think, with Jack Black, right?
And The Rock
was in it.
No, it hasn't came out yet.
Oh,
they just shot it. Kevin Hart's in it too.
Jumanji. Is Jack Black in it, or was it a recast? I believe so. But they just had The Rock and Kevin Hart in that one comedy.
Yeah. The Rock and Kevin Hart are in everything.
No, but they're in everything separately. I love Kevin Hart. I don't know Kevin Hart, but I'm not a fan. I'm glad he's getting success. Any stand-up comic that gets success, cool.
Yeah, good on them.
As long as they don't have, like, a bad reputation.
He's all, like, motivational and shit.
Yeah.
I like him on Hot Ones.
For sure. Like, I enjoy him, but his voice and his cadence is annoying. Movies, I guess, I don't mind.
Mm.
I want to see that Central Intelligence, what was it called? Him and the Rock?
Yeah.
If that's on a streaming service somewhere, I'll watch it. I'm interested. Sideways versus Titanic. The 1997 preteen panty dropper of Titanic. Versus the Wine Movie.
The Wine Movie.
I'm going with Sideways on this.
I'm going Sideways too.
I'm yeah. It's just like it's a simple independent movie about
Lowell from Wings and Paul Giamatti.
Yeah. it's the best thing I've seen that dude Lowell from Wings. And I liked Wings. I loved his character too.
Yeah.
He was kind of like the Woody Harrelson of that show.
He was the fucking dopey idiot mechanic. Yeah. The idiot.
Instead of the idiot bartender with, you know, lovable idiot. In this movie, different character.
Very dry.
It's just a simple independent movie, you know. But the scene where he's out fucking the waitress,
mm-hmm,
and he's got to get his wallet back. Like, there's some good scenes in that. Like, there's some good moments in that thing where Titanic's, you know, it's pretty much...
It's long.
I don't think I've watched it since 1999. I've probably watched it once more.
I've probably watched it twice in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, probably me too. But I've, you know, the references...
It's like
cultural fucking...
Yeah. Draw me like one of your French girls.
Yeah.
I'm the king of the world.
Yep. Die Hard with a Vengeance, which is the third one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Versus Alien Resurrection,
The third one.
I don't know if I saw that one. I really don't think I saw that one. I may have.
Or no, that's the one where Ripley is like...
Believe it or not, I'm an alien.
They like cloned her from some of her DNA. There's a scene where she's got a basketball and
Is there like a scene at
the
end?
A white alien thing that gets sucked out of the ship through a hole.
At the very end?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did see that. I did not like
Winona Ryder was in it.
And this is actually directed by... I believe it was directed by David Fincher.
Probably.
I think. Let me see.
But Winona Ryder was in that also.
Yeah, which I did not like. I'm a David Fincher fan. I mean, Fight Club is, you know, classic.
Which he did probably right after that.
Yeah. I think he did some stuff before this that people liked too, but... David Fincher...
Go down to 97. Nope.
The Game. Game is good. The Game is way better. maybe somebody
seven
else.
Seven before
then.
That. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, Alien 3 right here.
Oh, shit. 1992. Then that's...
Well, but then that's not 3 then.
Then it's 4. See, 3...
God, I can't remember.
3 was the Prison Planet one.
Oh. So, okay. But this is still the sucked out of a hole, right?
No,
hold on.
Three,
let me look up Alien Resurrection.
3 was the worst.
I may have not seen...
Three was where they crash-landed on the prison planet.
Oh, I know the writers in this one.
And she fucking shaved her head and shit. Or they shaved her head, because everyone on that planet... old fucking Wonky... Or no, The Rock was in that. You remember the guy that played Rock? It was a Fox show. Back in the
day.
If you're talking about
the third Aliens, I haven't seen it. Oh. I've seen this one.
Okay.
This is the one that he gets sucked out of a hole. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. I just was mixed up on the director.
Okay.
Jean-Pierre. Jeanette. It's all this work to basically choose Die Hard. I'm assuming Die Hard.
Oh, yeah, by far.
I did not like this Alien.
We got sidetracked.
Yeah.
But that's what this game's
about.
That's
what it's all about. Yeah,
we're talking about movies. Yeah. And then kind of voting
and cancer.
On one. And cancer.
Which, you know, Tomorrow Never Dies.
Versus
if
Borat.
If you're a podcast listener, you might. Versus Borat.
Borat.
Cultural
Just
learning
Borat.
Of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan.
Borat.
And Borat. Cultural learning of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan wins. Just the naked fight scene that goes to the elevator. Like, oh, it's the most pain I've ever felt in a movie theater. Laughing
the first time
hard.
I saw
I was
it.
Like, please
the first time
stop.
I saw it, I...
And then they go to the elevator, so it doesn't stop. And then they get out of the elevator, and it keeps going. And it's before I smoked weed. And I don't even think I went drunk, because I was going... I went with two hot chicks that I worked with in the food court at the time. Very amazing moment of my life. But I didn't get laid.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. Versus Airplane? Airplane.
Yeah, for sure, Airplane.
Which reminds me, I need to watch Airplane again, because it's been like 2 years.
For sure, Mars Attacks is higher up on that list.
True.
The Ring versus Gattaca.
Gattaca all the 100%. Way. And Gattaca's not even that good of a movie.
It's got it's moments. Okay. It's pretty slow.
The Ring sucks.
The Ring, I'm just not into those kinds of movies. They just made the third one, Rings, and they reviewed it on Slash Filmcast.
Destroyed it. Everyone that I follow, yeah. Chris Stuckman, Collider, they all were like, fuck.
I have not seen Lord of War.
Really?
Yes.
That is a really good movie.
Well, I don't know if you should be saying really.
No, it's a very good...
It's a good movie?
No, it's a really... Well, I owned it.
All right.
I might have brought it. Like, didn't bring all my movies, but I brought the ones that I really like.
I watch it. I'm down. He's entertaining on
it's
some
him
level.
And Jared Leto.
Yeah.
It's one of his best... It's based on a true story. It's really good.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage
for sure.
does... He has done
My
good
favorite
movies.
Movie he's done is...
Raising Arizona?
No.
Leaving Las Vegas?
No. I don't even think I've seen Leaving Las Vegas.
The one that he got an Oscar for?
Yeah. It was the... Charlie Kaufman wrote it. It was where he plays himself and his twin brother. And he's a writer.
Adaptation?
Bam. That's my favorite movie. But that's also my favorite screenwriter. But it's like, it's amazing because he plays himself and his twin, and it's just it's not just about him. There's other characters in it, but it's like a major part. It's the best. But yeah, I'd watch it.
Lord of War.
Have you seen Bucket List?
No.
Oh, it's an okay movie. It's like, if you want to throw on a movie just to have on and it's like kind of like funny
figured.
Old
I mean,
guys.
It's two good old actors. But
yeah, it's not a great movie. But
I've never seen Carlito's Way.
I don't know if I have either. Happy Gilmore versus, another comedy, Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder all the way. And I love Happy Gilmore.
Is there a Happy Gilmore movie that would, like, that would
beat? You mean the Adam Sandler movie? No.
Yeah.
No.
Adam Sandler movie that would beat Tropic Thunder?
No. Tropic Thunder is... It will be a classic comedy.
It's great.
In the vein of like a Blazing Saddles or something like that. Even though it's not like a spoof movie,
it was able to pull off offensive shit before you
Robert Downey Jr. right here in blackface.
You can't do it anymore.
You couldn't do it then, but they did it and it worked.
That was the last time, guaranteed. The climate of our culture where everybody...
Oh, yeah, right now?
Every single human loves to bitch and moan about either something
but
08, affecting him or somebody 08 else.
Was still...
This is right before the tipping point. That was right before Obama got in office. And then, like, people's lives were so good. It's like, well, let me just whine about everything.
I'm saying the internet was still there.
Yeah, but it was early, man. That was early. That was, like, when people's mainstreams, like... Everyday people got online, got on Twitter. Like, they weren't on before that shit. There's no way that could come out today. Not even a decade later, this movie would never come out.
I mean, again, Blazing Saddles would never
come
out.
Blazing Saddles, but that, I mean,
that,
I don't know
that couldn't
close,
have came out in, like, the 90s.
But, like, a decade after Blazing Saddles, you could probably do Blazing Saddles.
Maybe.
For sure.
I'd have to know exactly when it came out.
For sure, you could probably get away with it. But, like, yeah. Tropic Thunder, for sure. I'm just trying to think of a Happy Gilmore.
And I like Happy Gilmore.
What's the best
Stop calling
Adam
it Happy
Sandler.
Gilmore movies. They're Adam
well,
Sandler.
Happy
yeah.
Madison is his production company,
True.
So I'm
the
close
best,
there.
The best Adam Sandler movies, are Gilmore and Billy Madison.
True.
And I bought the combo pack of that a long time ago.
I watched, well, I guess it was Big Daddy.
And it wasn't even, when, like, you could buy a regular size DVD case and it just had two DVDs in it.
Yeah.
This was like, it had a sleeve.
Oh, it was a double
for
pack.
Both. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because they just hadn't figured out that technology of putting two DVDs in one case.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of innovation on. They're still making disc format, like 4K shit. I'm surprised they still make that shit.
A lot of people collect Blu-rays and shit.
Yeah, but it's like, Blu-rays aren't even like, they're not 4K. It's only 1080. It's like, they're all way behind. Like, you're buying, technology's moving so fast, like where we're at now, to buy any like new physical tech, like, media is just retarded.
How hilarious is it that porn has twice decided the format of videos we watch?
They've dictated a lot of technology.
VHS versus Betamax.
Yeah.
And they dictated
Blu-ray over HD DVD. Yeah. They went back and forth on that one too. They were over at HD DVD for a while. And then I was selling HD DVD players and Blu-ray players before porn decided to go back to Blu-ray. And then HD DVD was just like,
no,
buy it to Toshiba HD. And that was a better technology, too. Just like Betamax.
Betamax
was
is way better.
Yeah. But it's like, all of the.
Betamax is what they shot on. VHS was terrible format. Yeah. Go back and look at any VHS that we watched. Yeah. They looked
but
terrible.
But there's like, Sony tried to do mini discs. It's just like, technology's failed. It's all gone. Cassettes were fucking. Like. I don't care. You get the best quality Blu-ray disc, right? You lay that shit upside down the wrong time, the wrong moment. Oh, just go fuck yourself.
Exactly. Well, that's
versus even a record. Like, this is like micro. Like, it's so small, the shit that they're having to read off of, like, 4K, just to compress all that shit, that even the smallest thing could fuck up. I don't know. I shouldn't
have to get out white gloves. Yeah. And stop. Fucking...
I don't mind getting shit on iTunes, because, like, I can access it through all my devices. I have no desire to leave Apple. I enjoy their products.
I had to abandon a bunch of my shit because I couldn't fit it in my car, just because it was fucking... I mean, I could have bought, like, a magazine like you did.
Yeah. Well, I had four of those, 300, with all of the fuck... And I went through and got rid of... I was like... I remember when I went from shelves of Blu-rays, or not Blu-rays, just DVDs on, like, a wall. Like, it would have been, if I could, the wide shot, it would just be bookshelves of DVDs behind us, which would kind of be a cool background. Except for trying to get to the lower ones. Moving those all into those big folders... It was crazy throwing all of the fucking cases away in the dumpster.
Yeah.
Like, just seeing guaranteed there were 10 people that jumped into that dumpster to double check to make sure there's nothing in there. But it was
many.
That's
my problem.
That was like,
that's
at
my
the
problem.
Height.
Is that I couldn't just keep the DVD.
Yeah. I kept some of the booklets.
I wanted the book. I wanted the artwork.
I've never revisited any of that shit.
I know.
Never revisited any of that shit. Yeah. Tropic Thunder. Probably the best. Who's the main guy in Tropic Thunder?
Ben Stiller.
Probably my favorite Ben Stiller movie.
Stiller directed it.
Probably the best directed Ben. He did a good. He was on a run for a while. Dances with Wolves versus Don't Know Wild Strawberries.
Nope.
Looks like an old fucking movie. Dances with Wolves versus The Shining.
Dances with Wolves.
Yeah, 100%. How did that go?
I love The Shining. Dance with Wolves. I don't know. I really.
Shining's just so slow.
Well, let's be honest. Dance with Wolves is slow as fuck too.
There's action scenes in that movie.
You gotta feel like reading.
There is only an axe through a fucking bathroom. There's just like weird creepy shit. The
fucking old man hollering gets an axe to the chest.
Okay, there's no action scenes. The axe chopping into the door was the most action in that whole movie. It's all slow, or the blood rushing out of the elevator. as far as things going fastly in that movie, there's like war scenes in this. And then there's a lot of slow
moments. I voted for Dancing with the Wolves, too. I know, so... But I like The Shining.
The Shining's... Yeah, it's all right.
You don't.
It'll beat some shit, but it's not... It's not.
But I still think Dance with the Wolves wins.
Yeah.
Two superheroes going at each other.
Hulk versus Superman Returns.
And this is the...
That's the Ang Lee Hulk, right?
Yeah.
Eric Bana.
The Australian Hulk.
And then this is the one where Superman has a kid.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed that movie.
That was all right.
As far as Superman movies go...
Kevin Spacey as Lex Luthor.
It's one of the better pieces of shit. I love Brandon Kevin Routh. Smith as a... Or Kevin Spacey as
Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor, yeah.
Oh, wait,
way better.
Way better than fucking
those movies we shall not name.
Yeah.
I
think he was better than Gene Hackman in the originals as Lex Luthor.
The originals are kind of campy, this tried to be campy. No, but I guess the style then too. But it was still it wasn't serious.
And the Ang Lee Hulk sucked dick.
I didn't mind it. But I don't really give a shit.
It looked like a video game in the middle of a movie.
Yeah.
I gotta go Superman Returns on this one.
Yeah, I'm good with that. All right. I Am Legend versus Honey, I Shrunk Motherfucking Kids.
The OG? Gotta go Honey, I Shrunk
only
the Kids.
Oh, yeah, 100%. The only good one. It looks like it's the advertisement. It's like, oh, buy it on Blu-ray.
But Honey, I Blew Up the Baby. You didn't get it.
I don't think
that
I
one?
Ever saw that one. I know it's
Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Yeah, I saw a couple of the sequels.
There was only three.
Okay, so
of the original cast,
yeah. the Shrunk Ourselves one. But yeah.
Yeah. Wait. No, Honey, Jesus Christ. Sorry. Yeah.
Honey, I Shrunk Your Hopes. Man of the House. I have not seen that.
I vaguely remember seeing it, but I don't remember it at all.
Who is that?
It's Chevy Chase and Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
No.
It was a Disney movie.
I probably saw it, but
yeah. I don't remember it.
Alice in Wonderland.
The animated Disney.
Animated movie.
Which, 1951, that's surprising to me. I thought it was...
Those ones like...
Dumbo and shit.
Psych.
Ah, yeah. You thought we were going to Alice in Wonderland, but we're going to load.
We're going to load all over your screen.
Oh, loading all up in your screen.
Load. So much loads that there's a progress bar.
Ooh, oh, shit.
Oh, you fucking bitch.
Sons of bitches.
Robots. Did you see Robots?
Yes, I have.
I saw Robots. Versus Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
It doesn't matter if
the
either
only
of
good
us...
Terminator movie.
But an awesome movie.
It's
so
a really
good.
Great movie, but the only
kudos,
good...
James Cameron.
For sure.
I didn't mind the one with Christian Bale, but
I never watched it. Didn't watch it. Don't have desire. I'm done with that franchise. Didn't watch any of the show, Sarah Connor Chronicles.
No.
Like, you gotta fucking hook me to give... For me to give a shit about...
Three
fucking...
was terrible.
Yeah. I watched that one.
With the girl.
That I've told this before, but I saw that on a double feature. I don't know. I think that was second. But the first one was Dumb and Dumber.
That was a shitty movie.
And
that
was also... That was also the field trip of, like special needs kids that sat in the... front two rows of the theater and laughed their ass off, considering the movie was basically making they were mocking people with mental illness.
Be like, hey,
it was
this
such
guy's
a
fucking
weird
retarded.
And then I went and saw the third fucking Terminator. I'm like, oh well, this was a I'm glad I only paid for one of these movies. Hotel Rwanda, talk about bummers. Have you seen it?
As a fucking bummer movie.
Yeah.
Great acting.
I mean, there's bummer moments in American Beauty too.
But American Beauty's got this
Hotel
one
Rwanda versus American Beauty. I mean, there's titties. I loved American Beauty.
I thought it was a great movie.
Was the star working at the theater. Another
the
great movie.
Bag.
99. Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Kevin Spacey.
And it's all right. He's gay. He just didn't know it.
Yeah. It's totally fine. I don't care. But his neighbor did. Neighbor was not. His, man... That's such a good movie. I think that movie probably holds up more because it's like about people that, like, there's moments in it where it's like, oh, they have guns, and then it ends up situations almost happening where maybe that's not a great idea. And it's like all these different things. Maybe it's not a great idea. It's not. It's like a bunch of people have these ideas and then think it's not great. Is it going out?
No.
Okay.
It just hurt my ear, I thought. Right.
Snakes on a plane versus
As You Wish. The Princess Bride.
The Princess Bride. It's an unusual matchup.
I haven't seen this on here.
What?
Snakes? Princess Bride?
Oh, it's come up for sure.
Damn it.
Yeah, it's come up a few times.
Maybe,
it comes up every once in a while.
Snakes on a Plane while being...
It's one of the terrible, most fun B-movies.
It is.
But it's a really fun B-movie.
But they just decided to be a B-movie. It was like...
No. It was a B... It's like... fuck it. What was that? The fish that
they added in the motherfucking snakes on the motherfucking plane line
that
later.
Doesn't make it a B-movie. It's...
Because they knew that people were...
It's a movie about snakes taking over a plane. That in itself is like, okay, true. We know what movie we're making here. It's a definite... It's a very fun B-movie. It's huge, especially if you're a... what's his face?
Sam Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson fan. Which, how could you not be a Samuel L. Jackson fan? But, I mean, Princess Bride...
By far, yeah. It's not... No competition.
It's a movie that's amazing.
Two more.
Animal House versus Monty Python. I like this matchup. Full House. Animal House versus Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Two kind of older classic comedies.
The original National Lampoon movie.
Yep.
I believe it started the National Lampoon
Probably.
Movies.
Yeah.
Which have...
Is now like
it's a
brand,
very B movie
it's
brand
a franchised
now.
Brand.
Yeah. But
I have to go with this. Not a huge fan of either of these movies, even though they're both classic comedies.
I am a huge fan of one, and I'm mediocre on Animal House. Like I
would rather go. I'm not. I don't know. I guess yeah.
You
maybe.
See an early Kevin Bacon in Animal House.
I don't care about any of the. I don't. It's all
but Monty Python and the Holy
neither
Grail.
Neither of these like hook me on anything. But yeah, I guess that now, thinking back, Yeah, and then the legs, he chops the legs
off.
Yeah,
the Black Knight.
Out of both of these, yeah, you're right. Monty Python.
When he's at the castle and the Frenchman's fucking...
I was going to go...
Your mother smells of elderberries.
Yeah, I probably enjoy that more. That's like my favorite of their movies.
We are the knights who say nee.
Planet Terror, which is part of the...
It's the Robert Rodriguez
Buckets of Blood zombie movie. Versus Dawn of the Dead, which is a fast zombie movie, right? Is that the fast
no,
one?
No, that's the mall one. It's
yeah, they were fast.
Were they?
Yeah, they were fast. But they're in the mall a lot. But that was like early fast zombie. I got to go with Planet Terror.
I'll go Planet Terror just because...
I'm not a big fan. I mean, actually, I don't mind as far as zombie shit goes. I don't mind. I like Dawn of the Dead. But... Planet Terror, it knew what it was doing.
She had a machine gun leg. Well.
It was, yeah, it's like, we're just going to go ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they were trying to do.
All right, one more.
All right. Planet Terror. Last one. Back to the Future, the OG versus Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring.
Which is
the
OG. First one, yes.
Back to the Future. All right. So you can check out our top movie list over at flickchart.com/IDP.
And why he scrolls up real quick is because we can't stop.
Yeah, we'll keep going.
We'll just keep going.
Yeah, it's just we kind of do it until we're like, I got to really pee. Or maybe it's been 2 hours.
Or maybe I need another drink.
Yeah. So
I already got up once.
Yeah, we both did. And my headphones went out. But we rolled with it. Made it work.